So let's talk about some of the other targeted approaches to AML that are out there. We talked about FLT3 inhibition. Can you sort of provide an update on where we are today with that?
As you know, FLT3 inhibitors have been in development since the early 2000s. I actually was involved with the phase one and early phase two studies of midostaurin. And midostaurin is a multi-kinase inhibitor that does have some FLT3 inhibitory activity, but it's certainly not the most potent FLT3 inhibitor. The most sophisticated and largest trial has been conducted, the ratified study, which compared in younger patients with AML, patients younger than 60, the combination of 3+7 plus midostaurin to the standard of care, which was 3+7 alone. And patients would also get midostaurin in the consolidation and for a maintenance period on the midostaurin arm. And this was a multinational, large randomized study that screened 3,000 patients and selected 700 patients with FLT3 mutations. All of these patients who were enrolled on the study had either FLT3 ITD mutation or FLT3 D835 kinase domain mutation. And the study took a long time to conduct and eventually did show that the patients who received midostaurin plus 3+7 had overall higher response rate and better survival. And particularly the patients who went to receive an allogeneic stem cell transplant in first remission had a significant benefit from the addition of midostaurin. This was true for FLT3 ITD high or low allele burden, as in whether you had a high level of FLT3 ITD or not, also was for FLT3 tyrosine kinase domain mutated patients. So again, this has led to the approval of midostaurin in addition to 3+7 for induction therapy in FLT3 mutated AML. Now, the community oncologist might say, well, you know, I don't get the FLT3 results quickly. In the study and after the phase two study, midostaurin has to be given on day 8 of therapy. So after you finish your chemo, so you can start your patient with 3+7. On day 6, you get the result back and they have FLT3 mutation. You start the midostaurin from day 8 to 21. You can actually give it at the same time as chemo because it causes a lot of nausea and GI disturbances. So that was the first FLT3 inhibitor that was approved and has been used, I think, by many people around the country and around the world.
Could I just ask you, I think I've heard this, is it true that midostaurin tastes bad?
It's more of a quizartinib issue, actually. Midostaurin can cause nausea and GI problems.
Right.